Welcome to the 112 Degrees Navigating Narcissistic Relationships podcast. I am your host, Steph Misch, and this podcast is where we explore the complexities of narcissistic relationships. The practical tips, shared experiences, and expert advice are designed to help you understand, cope with, and ultimately break free from these very difficult relationship types. In this episode, we talk about the benefits of having spiritual discernment and a list to help you recognize the love of your life. When it comes to choosing that special one, the list can really be long if we're honest and very specific in the characteristics we'd like to have in a romantic relationship. My mom told me to write down all the characteristics I'd like to have in a husband. She said there's power in writing things down. I believe in the manifestation process, and making your list also gives you an idea of what not to choose. However, sometimes we do miss the mark and make exceptions to the list, which makes us vulnerable and easily bamboozled or bewildered by a handsome, charismatic, smooth-talking narcissist, which is one of the most toxic relationships there is. They are considered as masters of manipulation because the core of their existence is to reel you into their lives by presenting themselves as your prince charming or soulmate. But in reality, or for real, they are like wolves in sheep's clothing. By definition, a narcissist is a person who has an excessive interest in or admiration of themselves. In other words, a person who thinks the world revolves around them and you should be delighted to be in their presence. Since we're on the subject of list, below I will provide six characteristics of a narcissist. The first one we come across is the lack of empathy. By definition, to lack empathy is the inability to share and understand the feelings of others. That means there is no way a narcissist is considered patient or kind because they could care less about what you're thinking, what you're feeling, or what you're going through. In fact, the narcissist is only concerned about issues of others if they are directly affected. For example, if you're married to a narcissist and you both share household expenses, and let's just say you lose your job or something happens, they downsize, and you're laid off. But because the company is going out of business or any reason there is, there are going to be some problems in the household because the narcissist has to work harder to continue the living lifestyle that you've both created. Meanwhile, you will not hear the end of it until you find another job. The next one is grandiosity. We all know that narcissists are known for being a show-off. They love to boast about what they have or had. They're also proud of their achievements, so you will find them constantly talking about their past accomplishments, relationships, work status, and etc. So whether this information is true or not, they will go on and on and on about how they are the best of the best and all in the same vein. They envy others who are truly humble and successful. Isn't that crazy, right? Number three, superficiality. In this instance, narcissists are very shallow and materialistic. They only have surface level interest in others, as they are sincerely intrigued with external beauty and success, such as the make and model of your car, your neighborhood and the size of your home, the designer clothes you wear, and etc. How shallow, right? They're not coming from a fashionable perspective, but more in a judgmental type of way. And if you don't carry that designer package, you will be easily overlooked and dishonored, especially if they feel that you are less than or beneath them. Seriously? Yes. So next we have narcissistic rage. In other words, an adult temper tantrum, defined as a range of intense outbursts and sudden fits of anger to passive aggressive, such as cold shoulder or resentment. It's kind of like that temper tantrum that a kid or a 2-year-old would have in Walmart because they can't have what they want. They're all upset. They're going all crazy. And it's like, I need you to calm down because we're in public. And for a two-year-old, for a toddler, yeah, maybe. You know, you kind of work with that. But a grown-up, seriously, an adult, that is not impressive. That is not cute. So definitely, we do not want to deal with any of these adult temper tantrums or narcissistic or anybody's rage for that matter, because we should know how to regulate our emotions, right? So here, because narcissists are easily angered, this behavior typically occurs for the most minuscule issues in all existence. Narcissists tend to blow things out of proportion because they are truly self-seeking individuals who will completely behave like a two-year-old, throwing those temper tantrums I was telling you about for no reason. Because as an adult, we should be able to handle that, right? Right. Okay. Entitlement. Narcissists feel like they have a supreme right to do as they please and a right to specific privileges. Because they think they are better than anyone else in the world or everybody else, they can do no wrong. But they are wrong. A lot. So when you call them out, trust and believe. They keep a record of your wrongs and will gladly toss them out in your face as a friendly reminder to let you know you're not all that either. Is tit for tat, unnecessarily driven by the narcissist in the relationship, which makes it very difficult and frustrating. Deceitful. It's unfortunate when you are entangled in a narcissistic web because you don't realize how dishonest they are until a few weeks or months in the relationship. Some of the core characteristics of narcissists are their willingness to exploit and take advantage of others, manipulation, and superficial interactions, which is not a recipe for a healthy relationship, right? Instead, it's best to ensure that the one does not delight in evil, but rejoice in the truth. There are several types of toxic relationships, for sure. I specialize in narcissistic relationships because of my own personal experiences, education, and how easily the characteristics can be missed or overlooked. So I strive to empower and enlighten others to use discernment when dealing with all types of relationships, actually. Because your mental well-being is part of the core of your happiness. Listed in this article are just a few narcissistic traits, all of which are the complete opposite of what love is. As it is written in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, at the end of the day, we talk about love. We know it will always protect, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. And if you don't quite know where to start writing your list to manifest the one, you can always rely on 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Thank you for joining us this week on the 112 Degrees Navigating Narcissistic Relationships. You will find more resources and content on my website at desire2ir.com. That's desire, the number 2, ir.com. And don't forget to rate, share, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode as we trailblaze a path to unlock the true love you deserve.